This segment of the Prep Sports Report is presented by Future Ones, providers of practice apparel and scout team jerseys with interchangeable numbers. Now, back to the show.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack and her cherry coat town. Mama and Dad.
Yeah, you can identify with that, Nathan. Kenny Chesney, I promise you, buddy. of course, you'd probably be better, or you'd feel more comfortable if we had Casting Crowns coming on here leading into you now. That's kind of
Come on, man. That's good stuff. I tell you, there's good artists all over the place, man.
No doubt. We're close to starting to talk about SEC football, and when you talk about the SEC West, in high school football, we could compare it to 6A Region 1.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt.
I don't know how much sleep you get at night thinking about all those hombres that you got to deal with.
Yeah, we go 7-3 finally last year, and felt like we kind of get over the hump, and the reward for that is St. Paul, so appreciate it. Yeah. But no, what an opportunity. You look at it as a, you know, as a negative or an opportunity, and what an opportunity to compete against the best. And And I tell you what, anybody who comes out of our region has a legitimate shot. So I'm excited about it. We look forward to the challenge for sure.
Coach McDaniel, for those that are unfamiliar with the 6A Region 1 and why we call it the SEC West, you have BC Rain, Baldwin County, Blount, Daphne, Gulf Shores, Robertsdale, Saraland, Spanish Fort, and St. Paul's. You open up the season against a 7A foe and Murphy, and that will be a home game for you. Talk to us about the preparation that you've had, not only in this summer, 7-on-7, but just getting your team together in the spring. I know you had an inter-squad scrimmage got your team, kind of gave you a gauge. But, Coach, you know, over the last couple of years, I think the injury bug has really plagued you, and you have a lot of young men, wide receiver Javis Atchison, along with a couple of defensive linemen, if can be healthy all at one time, Albany Casey and Jeremy Moore. Talk to us about all those players and the chemistry coming together for your team.
Well, 2 years ago, we felt really, really good about our group, and then Eli, our quarterback, Eli Powell, was out for the entire year, and had to play with a backup quarterback who did a fine job, but at the end of the day, he had never played quarterback before, so that hurt us. And then last year, Eli comes back in week two or three against Gulf Shores, he breaks his ankle, and then Chase Overstreet comes in and fills in well for 3 or 4 weeks, and Eli comes back against Saraland and gets that win, and we were able to finish 7-3. So hopefully we won't have that happen to us this year, but it's just been, we try to focus a lot of attention on the weight room, obviously, like everybody does, because at the end of the day, that's where games are won. And so finally, I feel like our athletic ability is matching our vision. You know what I mean? It was, when we got here a few years ago, it was going to take some time for that, athletic ability and strength and weight room and all that stuff to catch up to where we want to be. And finally, I feel like we're at that point. So, we've got 3 or 4 guys on our team that are definitely big time Division I players and a lot of other really good players. So I feel like we'll be right there in the thick of things.
Coach, you talking about your players this year, and again, a couple of young men, the wide receiver that you just finished talking about, as well as your defensive line. You talked about your junior quarterback this year. Am I saying this right? Demir Sewell?
Demir Sewell will
be running things behind center. Talk about the progress that you've seen so far, and we're 3 weeks away from actually strapping on helmets and shoulder pads. Talk to us about the excitement this last week of 7-on-7 and the growth that you've seen of your team so far.
Yeah, we had a great 7-on-7 season. We normally go to Hoover, and this year we decided not to. We were done with 7-on-7 by the end of June. We went and played in a few of them and did really well, and had some big wins over Thompson and several other people. So I was really pleased with the progress of Demir. I think that his decision-making, his arm talent and his ability was always there, but it's just he needed live reps. I think his decision-making really improved over those, since spring practice. He's looking really, really good right now. And he's got some weapons around him, man. We've got a really good O-line, which we graduated 3 of them. But I really feel like we can be better up front than we were over the last couple of years. And then defensively, we get just about everybody back, and it all starts with that group up front with Albany and Jeremy and several other ones. So I'm excited about it, and I think we've got a great opportunity sitting in front of us. We just have to you know, practice and prepare with the same passion that our team last year did, which I don't think will be an issue. And I feel like we'll be okay. We've added some great coaches. Chris Wilson come on as receivers coach. He was the head coach of MGM in Washington County for a while. Took them to the finals a couple of years. And Mitch Warfield, who has been with us, he is now our offensive coordinator after Adam Wallace left to go be the head coach of Moody. So we feel really good about it.
We're talking to Nathan McDaniel, the head football coach at Baldwin County High School. And Nathan, before you got to Bay Minette, mm-hmm. they'd really struggled. I mean, they had been through some tough times since Jack French had left. And in the meantime, it had just been a kind of a struggle and hadn't got anybody in there that could get their feet planted. And what I think is, it's not amazing. It's just who you are. And we believe here that God has a plan for each and every one of us.
Amen.
And when you took that job, it had to be one, a little bit of apprehension, but at the same time, you could see a situation that could really be a great situation. And I say this all the time. When you look at the leader that you have in your community in Bob Wheels, mm-hmm. then I think it was such an enhancement for you to take that job at a time when there was new leadership coming into Bay Minette. And to kind of talk just a little bit about the evolution of change that took place as you got in there, because now the facilities are upgraded. I think you've even got an indoor facility. Isn't that right?
We have an indoor facility, and I can't say enough about our leadership, man. Craig and Craig Smith, our principal, and Bob Wheels, and just so many other ones that do a great job in our city. And Bay Minette's doing some really big things, man. We're breaking ground Monday on a quadplex softball facility that's going to be amazing. That's going to be broken, you know, we're breaking ground on that Monday night. And just several new businesses in town. You know, it has the potential to explode, but it takes all hands on deck to get that done from the school side, from the athletic side, from the mayor's side. And the cool thing is that our mayor has such an incredible vision for the city of Bay Minette and for what we're doing, and we have their full support. And I tell you, it would be which any job is tough if you don't have support. And we could not do it without him, and he's been phenomenal. And so again, I look for Bay Minette to do some really, really big things over the next several years with the vision and the things that are happening there right now.
Coach Nathan McDaniel, just want to thank you for taking time this morning to join us on the Prep Sports Report, and look forward to watching your Baldwin County Tigers get after it against the Murphy Panthers on the 24th of August, and enjoy the rest of your summer as you guys prepare to go into this season.
Thank you, brother. Listen, I appreciate both of you guys. You do an incredible job, and all that you do for high school sports. We're very, very appreciative of that.
Thanks, Nate. Take care.
Thanks, fellas.
We'll see you soon, pal. You know, a lot of things that Nathan McDaniel has been he's led to music in several churches in our area. I just think Baldwin County High School is so fortunate to have Nathan McDaniel as their head football coach.
Home run. Took time out. His team is doing community service right now as we speak. That's what they're going to be doing for the rest of the day, is going to elderly community homes and speaking with the elderly and singing to them and bringing them great cheer.
Man, it reminds me of Ben Harris. I mean, Ben Harris over here and Nathan McDaniel on the Eastern Shore. Boy, good stuff. We'll be back with more PSR.